Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
Paul writes Philippians from prison. He's on death row awaiting his appeal. You would expect the tone of this letter to be grim and gloomy, but Paul is brimming with joy and confidence. His secret is discovered by flipping these pages to the Philippians. Go through my garage and I'll show you all the projects I started and never finished. But God is not that way. He never gets distracted or discouraged. Philippians chapter 1 teaches us that God finishes what he starts. Take heart, when he began his work in you, he promised to complete it. Paul's prayer is instructive. He prays that we might abound in the knowledge of God. The more we get to know God, the more his character brings us confidence. It's easy to differentiate between the good and the bad, but Paul prays that we learn how to discern between the good and the best. Too often, the good becomes the enemy of the best. Paul is facing possible execution, but his concern is not to live or die. Come what may, Paul's passion is to live for Christ. Jesus is all that matters to Paul. If he lives, he lives with his Lord. If he dies, he lives with his Lord. The man can't lose. You're never ready to live until you're first ready to die. Paul's deepest desire was not to save his skin, but to walk in the Spirit. What's your earnest expectation? Are the things you're living for worth Christ dying for?
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.